Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Al-Hassan. That right there is Jason Madison, a.k.a. J Skills. That right there is Trevon Edwards, a.k.a. Black Train. That right there is John Gervais, a.k.a. Big Jerv. Got a hell of a hell of a hell of a hell of a show for y'all today, man. There's so much shit that we've been talking about in the chat. I've been waiting for Sunday. I'm like, man, I can't wait for this shit to get here. We're going to review BMF, of course. We're going to review Snowfall. And this episode, I think this might be the one that tears the podcast apart. Our washcloths for poor people. Should we get rid of Black History Month? Is Ja Wick lost in the sauce? All of these things and more. But first, usually this is the part where I say patreon.com/countthedings, yada, yada, yada. I'm a skip that today because we did launch the GoFundMe for Jade Hoy. For those of you that don't know, Jade was in an accident, a severe car accident at Thanksgiving, last Thanksgiving. And, you know, this is something that we've known, but, you know, it wasn't our place to kind of divulge it or talk about, particularly early on when we didn't know what was going to happen to him. We're happy that Jade is progressing slowly but steadily. But obviously he hasn't been able to work and his family is in need. And so if you love this podcast or the Count the Things podcast, the Friday Mailbag or Cinephobe, or if you love Brian Windhorst's podcast on ESPN that he does with Bam McMahon, or if you love the Athletic podcast, if you love the production work of Rob Lopez at Ringer, or Anthony Mays at Lebatard Network and here, or John Gervais, or Jerome, Black Dragon Roll. If you love the podcasts and voices of, I can't even count them. There's so many people.
Shit, me.
Yeah, Trey, Big Waz, right? The reality is this. If you listen to sports podcasts, particularly basketball podcasts, chances are one way or another, Jade Hoy had something to do with it. Either he helped a producer get a start or he encouraged talent to start podcasting, or he, like in the case of Trey, plucked niggas off the street and said, hey, man, I think you could do this. Jade has some responsibility there. And so we ask you to go donate to his GoFundMe. Ben Aronson tweeted out the link. I tweeted out the link. I'm going to continue to retweet it and put it out there and put it on my Instagram. If you search any of our shit, mine or Trey or Zach Harper's or whoever, you're going to see we've got something there. So take the time and donate what you can. You know, we don't typically ask y'all for this. Also know that Jade has been a guy that in the past when people were in need, he was that guy trying to set up GoFundMes and trying to help people. So just return the favor there, like I said, not because of pity or because whatever, but just as a token of appreciation that you have for the entertainment you consume that he's been partially responsible for. All right. Having said all that, let's get right into the thing that everybody been talking about this weekend. And that's the Chris Rock special, man. He did the live special on Saturday night. They did an after show with Arsenio Hall and J.B. Smoove and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Yvonne Orgeri and a couple of white guys. I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. It's Dana Carvey and David Spade. I'm fucking around. I just thought it would be funny. And Twitter, predictably, is having another meltdown. And I asked this question before I open up to the panel, before we even talk about the stand-up. I just want to ask this question. Is there a comedian that y'all don't like that y'all watch their stand-up?
No. Unless it's required watching, like, I'm not. First of all stand-ups are like an hour plus. So that requires a lot.
Yeah, that's a long time, bro.
That's a long time of my time in my life.
Oh, shit.
Excuse me.
You're broke ass, Durham. You got all the time in the world with your broke ass.
I'm counting this shit. My bad, my nigga.
Like, I'm just saying, giving an hour of my time is a lot. So, yeah, I'm not watching nothing that I'm supposed to be watching. And it's very rare that this is kind of outside of Chappelle joint. I ain't watched a lot of comedian shit. I'm kind of out because, again, and before y'all even get into this, because I didn't watch it, not spoiler alert or anything like that.
Woke.
I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be watching with you guys. No, I'm going to watch, but because of now, I got to watch it now at this point.
No, I like I like it better that Trey's woke. That's why he's not watching.
Yes, I'm woke as fuck. But in the situation, it's like Twitter has ruined comedy for me, bro.
Agreed.
I'm not going to be.
Way? In the way that I, go ahead.
How I process everything. You know what I'm saying? Like I used to just go into comedy just like, hey, I'm getting such a daily laugh that I need 100% no misses. You know what I'm saying? I'm being fed so unrealistic. Think about like watching porn and then actually having sex, right?
Like having sex.
Hear me out. No.
Working pretty well for me.
I'm just talking about the false sense of reality of your first time seeing a porn and thinking, wow, this is a long scene. I can go this long. Not saying all, you know what I'm saying? You catch my drift now? So,
I mean,
if you honey pack it, you honey pack it. Your thing, bro. I mean, I don't know.
I like that. Yeah. Sometimes I'd be like, all right, we get the point. I mean, like in the middle, all right, you know, I don't need to do this shit
But that's also the false sense of reality of that shit. So the false sense of reality of me is thinking, I can just laugh so much and I'm getting this instant gratification off Twitter and it's not as hard to work on working a stage for an hour for the specific topic, this, that, and the third. Like when I look at, you know, like Amin say he didn't like Run Tell That or...
That was trash.
That's kind of rude.
I thought it was cool to me.
But again, you got Jamie Foxx. I might need security. I got some that y'all might not like, but in general,
I might need security. Watching might shit be now, the best one.
My shit looking now, right? I was like, yo, I don't really fuck with Chris Rock shit anymore, even though he is, you know, proclaimed one of the goats. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, his shit is nothing about bitching and complaining to me, right?
Right.
But everybody's like, nigga, that's him. And I'm like, damn, you're kind of right. I just don't fuck with Chris Rock like that.
So hold on, because before we like start to go into a different topic, I want Jason. You agree with Trey?
Yeah.
When he said that.
Yeah.
For you, what does that mean? Yeah.
I think the over criticism of comedy now that you get, like every joke is now dissected by, you know, every tribe, every intellectual group. Or non for that matter. And it kind of takes the fun out of the experience of watching a comedy show and then, you know, talking about it with your friends or whatever. Okay, that was funny. That was this, that was that. Like everything is so over dissected that it takes the, you know, the spice out of it a little bit. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, we all watched the shit together and then everybody got on Twitter and said, da 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 da. And it's
hey,
like,
Jay, some of these motherfuckers didn't even wait for it to be over. They live tweeted. I'm like, how are you paying attention
to
this shit? If you run
writing
nigga
paragraphs, Twitter, yeah.
But that's another thing of me. No, I think live tweeting hurt how we consume shit. It's good to be a part of the conversation because you look at it in TCAP, right? When we had our, like, I think that's peak TV, right? Where niggas is like, community, yeah, fuck that nigga. Ah, you got him, right? To now, it's like I'm literally ripping this art apart while trying to consume it all at the same time. You can go for music, you can go for movie. Niggas is in the theater with a lit up screen, like telling just to prove that they did it first.
Right.
That sucks.
Yeah, that shit is weak. That's what I'm saying. That's the worst. But at the same time, at the same token, I think Chris Rock did have some good jokes, but nigga shit ain't hitting like it used to hit.
Hold on. So this is what I'm going to say. All right. So I don't know. I like to think of myself as definitely an appreciator of stand-up. I like going to the comedy club. I miss being in L.A., going to comedy club midweek, Tuesday, Wednesday, and sitting there and watching people I never heard of and then watching the biggest stars all do this stand-up for 15 minutes, for 20 minutes, for 30 minutes, whatever it is. So I know, like, where Chris Rock was, I'm gonna tell you this: his last Netflix special, I thought was trash. I was like, this nigga's done. He's over with. The last one, it was terrible.
Yeah, I just saw everyone rep this, so I was like, oh, I'm good.
I watched it was him, like Trey said, it was him bitching, which he always does, but it wasn't funny. It was just him complaining. He had just got divorced and all this shit. And I'm like, nigga, I know stand-up say like, oh, the stage is my therapist. Nigga, I'm not your therapist. I need jokes up in here.
Was he trying to do like a Dave Chappelle type thing? How Dave gets up there?
Yeah, and no, it just didn't hit. I guess so. I don't know. But this one, it's not Bigger and Blacker. It's not Bring the Pain, for sure. But that was Chris Rock. Come out there. He's aggressive. He making his jokes. And he tell everybody, hey, man, you ain't going to work tomorrow to repeat these motherfuckers. Like, that's, I'm like, all right, this nigga's here. He's not here to complain about his life. He's here to fucking make jokes. And I liked it. I appreciated it. Was it? Oh, I mean, did it drag sometimes a little bit? Like a little bit, but he fucking like his hitting was hitting, man. I like the shit's a hit.
Yeah, he has some strong ones.
So wait, I'm confused. Because I'm hearing maybe I'm just the old guy on the pod, and I do this thing where, you know, I watch the show, right? Like, I know that's a crazy idea to just watch something, you know. Maybe, you know, I'm not cool hanging out in rap videos or writing books, you know. I'm not getting in with, you know, I don't know Shaq. Maybe I'm just a normal human being, but you sounds like you gentlemen are saying that you can't put your phone down to watch a fucking, because that shit was funny. What are you talking about? I'm sorry.
It was funny to me too, nigga. I just said it was funny. I watched it.
I thought you were on team live tweet.
I checked like twice during. Oh shit! Motherfuckers supposed to be loving this shit, and I'm like, what? And then I was like, whatever. And then afterward, I saw.
Yeah,
all the shit, motherfuckers, all the think pieces and all that. I'm like, you know what the biggest problem I think, what beyond I can't understand people watching stand up of someone you don't like. Like I get like the, and the funny thing is like, no, I like Chris Rock, it's just not the same. But then you go back and you listen to his shit from '96 and '98 or whatever. And anything you're offended about now, that nigga was doing 10 times more offensive back then. So, no, you knew who the fuck this was. Yep. But beyond that, I think the crazier part about all this shit is the idea that they can't carry a very simple concept that our friend Trey put on a t-shirt not too long ago. Jokes greater than facts.
Facts.
When he's talking about Caitlyn Jenner, being like a black grandma and loving black people more than anything.
Chris Jenner.
Whatever. No, not, is he said Chris Jenner or is it Caitlyn Jenner?
Chris Jenner is the black grandma. Caitlyn Jenner is one of the people that Chris Jenner is accepting into the home.
And everyone's like, actually, they're culture vultures. That are like, it's a fucking joke, you assholes. You're not actually like advocating that these people are. What? I just. Breaks my heart that people watch stand up and are like, I'm gonna fact check. It's a fucking joke. This nigga said, I'd rather have some $20 racist pants. Right? Like, people, oh, I can't believe. And he's punching down on black. Oh, I'm like, oh my God. Yo, man. First of all, it's a joke. Second of all, it's a funny ass joke.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
In the case of the Jada Pinkett stuff, that shit is personal. He's not punching down on black women. He's that motherfucker, because that motherfucker and her husband, like, they decided to insert themselves in this type of light or whatever. As far as Meghan Markle, yo, he's saying the same shit we all said, which is like, what did you expect?
Right.
But like, the idea, again, at the end of the day, it's a joke. I'm gonna leave the Jada Pinkett stuff aside because I think that was personal, but like, I thought it was funny.
But at the same time, I mean, like, this is my big issue with it. I hate the fact, this is my number one thing, one of the biggest things I hate on the internet, that people pretend like they care about celebrities. Yeah. You do not care about Jada Pinkett or Will Smith. Why are you acting like it matters that this nigga is telling jokes about these people? Y'all don't know or give a fuck about these people in real life. Why are you pretending for that on the internet? Let the nigga get his jokes off. It's funny. Like,
you know why, bro? It goes right into the joke that how he was talking about the victims.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted him to go. And I think I ain't got no horse in the race, right? I think all the jokes that were, there were some, you know, it was some dry parts, but like the shits that stick out, like the ones that hit, I think that like this dude just like gave a master, like, honestly, me, how you said Chappelle gave a master class on Saturday Night Live. I think, yeah. I honestly thought that's what we watched, right? Like, we watched that thing thinking that, yo, homie's about to probably just go in on him, did it, and he did, but he takes little fake jabs kind of sort of throughout the
entire show.
When I don't want to piss
another rapper off.
Yeah, everyone's dying, right? And then I'm like, damn, is he, in my mind, I'm like, damn, is he really? Because again, I stayed really off of Twitter.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jerv. I was like, oh shit, is he not going to talk about this?
And then the last, whatever it was, hey, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, hey man, all that man did was take everything that people thought.
Yep.
And figured out a way to make that shit a funny joke.
Dog, it was like watching a boxing match in the 12th round. You know, like when they hear that click, click, you know this shit's about to be over. And then one motherfucker be like, all right, let's go ahead and try to knock this thing out now.
And shout out to him, bro. My bad. And shout out to him for not even getting up to being on some tough shit. Like, yo, no, he kept it all the way real. Yo, I'm a little dude. What am I going to do? But he did what he, man, that thing. I mean, there was some stuff that he said where I was just like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I laughed, but I'm like, okay.
What he called her a bitch?
Oh, I mean, yeah, that part too. I'm just making jokes.
Or you talking about, in the set, like the abortion, like the whole joke?
Yeah, like there was things he said. I was just like, now granted, I'm beyond, because I can separate jokes from real life. Like, I have this weird thing that I can do where I can just realize it's a joke, right? Like, it's a talent. Like, I'm like, damn. All right, he doesn't give a fuck. Like, it was very Chappelle-like to me. And it shows that there's literally levels, which we already knew. There's levels to it. And he's not where Chappelle is now. But he reminded us that, like, yo, when you do your little Mount Rushmore of niggas, like, you know, in all due respect to Kevin Hart, Philly stand up, you know, you got your Kevin Harts out here that really be out here, you know, they shit be funny.
Now y'all talk about these dudes.
I'm not. Yeah. Kevin Hart's my guy.
Wait, are you saying that Chris Rock is on the Mount Rushmore? Because now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know that he is.
To be honest, it's subjective. It's subjective, man. It's subjective.
Is everybody like on yours, Jer?
Because it's like rap, dog. Like it niggas is, don't bro. Have different shit, bro. Because I got Patrice O'Neal on my shit, bro. You know what I'm saying?
But that's
everybody
what I'm saying.
Not gonna look at it and be like, "Oh, Patrice O'Neal the goat, nigga." Nigga gonna be like, "Man, what the fuck is Patrice O'Neal?"
For me, he would be. But
I gotta put who's on there though. You gotta put Eddie, right?
Eddie, Rich.
Rich, then Dave. I mean,
you don't gotta do nothing.
But I'm saying then Dave, right? Is Dave on there?
Where's Bernie Mac? All right, here's my thing with Dave. I think Dave's fucking hilarious as shit. But I saw Dave live. I've only seen him live one time. And when I saw him live, I'll be 100% honest with y'all. And I'm going to go check in when it comes to the Roots one. I didn't really particularly care for the live show. But this was right around. I was in Norfolk, Virginia. I could have got a mailed in show that night. You know what I mean?
What was the venue?
I would say it was probably like the size of like a college basketball arena type one, but not like a bullshit arena, like a convention center type vibe.
I'm saying, that's too big for stand up. To me, the best stand up room is small, you know.
Oh, very very much so. I mean, so Dave wouldn't be.
So Dave's not on your Mount Rushmore. Okay.
Nah, because you know what it is. Chris is, but when I grew up, you know, when I'm younger, big whatever was the tall salad man and all like all them shits is coming out and like yo that was my youth, like that's my youth, like just running around saying his jokes. So you know, when I was a kid, it was listening to my pops, Robin Harris albums, right? I thought he was the crazy, him and Richard Pryor. I thought they was the wildest motherfuckers ever. And then George Carlin, like I fucked with George Carlin, but only because he cursed. Like I'm not saying he's not funny, but I just thought it was the wildest thing that this man is just cursing like a sailor. And then you know you get into the Chris Rock basically is, you know, I mean Eddie.
Yeah,
you know,
he was late 90s, and I had the Bigger and Blacker CD. I was a huge Chris Rock fan. I love No Sex in the Champagne Room and. All this shit.
There's champagne in the champagne room.
Right. Like he had like the whole late 90s. He was on top of the game. That was the
Chris Rock show.
The Chris Rock show was hilarious. A precursor to Chappelle's show. Obviously, I mean, Blame Game, you know, Yeezy taught me. Like he's got a great career. He could be considered your GOAT. I just think it's so many guys that's on there, like
Bernie would be my fourth. Just to
that's
close
what I'm saying.
Out my,
Bernie
my,
Mac, my Bernie Mac, Dave Chappelle, Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor. Like it's hard to just you know narrow it down.
Trey
Cat Williams, Patrice. I like Patrice too. Trey
on my Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. By the way, Jason has like 9 people on his Mount Rushmore.
I'm still carving.
Crowded as fuck up there, my nigga.
Jamie Foxx, Patrice O'Neal, Dave Chappelle. What's bruh name? He problematic. What's son name?
You don't even know the nigga name.
Is it Bill?
Bill Burr, bro.
Oh, Bill Burr.
Problematic. That's not Bill Bellamy. Bill Bellamy.
Nah,
keep that shit nice and
crazy. I fuck with Bill Burr, bro. Like, yeah, me and Amin talked about, like, I like the comedy. We've seen so many, like, 2018, 2019 was like our years. Like, we hung out at the Comedy Store and Hollywood Improv, like, all the time. We would just hit, like, that's he mentioned. During that time, we would just go just to see who was in there. And sometimes Chappelle pull up, whoever pull up. And during that time, me and Amin, we'd be looking at each other like, oh, because you know there's no phones too. You can't record. You have to consume it. And we know a good one. Cause if I groan and I'm like, oh, I hope nobody like seen me enjoy it, that's good fucking comedy to me. I like the uncomfortableness of it. And I think that's a lost art because everybody, again, I love seeing the comedians that don't give a fuck about cancel culture because they're staying true to the art. It's an art. It's not supposed to be like pandering. It's supposed to be like talking about the rawness of life. like the real shit, including the facts.
There's supposed to be people who don't fuck with your shit.
That's the thing. Like you're okay with it. Like, nigga, if I bomb, nigga, that's just a lesson. But nobody's gonna be like, yo, that guy was too harsh on this person. Like the last cancel culture, the last thing that motherfuckers used to think about is not sitting at the front and being a part of the joke. That shit is not even that no more. Like niggas is like comfortable. A nigga sit in your front shit and be the heckle and heckle you now.
Yeah.
Like a nigga sit there and be like, you're wrong, or da da da. Yeah,
I'm like, what the fuck are they doing? They just be yelling out here, man.
Did y'all watch the Marlins
after? Yeah. No, the Marlins did not. I didn't watch the Marlins.
It ain't even have to be no spoil. It's weird that it rolled out like this. Obviously, it's a week before.
What's it on?
It's on HBO Max. His entire set. You can go listen to it, but his entire set includes some triangle between him, Chris Rock, Jada Pinkett, and Will Smith, which is funny thinking about it. Now that I gotta go watch the Chris Rock thing, you know,
it was such a weird rollout, though. Like,
yeah, it was weird because yes, God loves you. That was the title of it, and how he put these things out. It was almost backhanded compliments type shit. I don't know. I didn't go in it looking like, oh, Marlon Wayans is going to be funny, because I only go see, I haven't really checked for Marlon Wayans in like movie or TV aspect, just because I've outgrown his funny. His funny was like, I probably peaked with Marlon Wayans probably when I got to college, but my teenage, I loved him because I was like, scary movie, don't be a menace. Oh, he's so funny. He's a silly black dude that does all the extra shit and does the quirky background shit.
He's a great physical comedy guy. Like the way the faces he makes, the shitty, like he be doing with his body. He's great at that. We talked about a little bit of
the science shit that he had. Remember when he took the potion and shit? Senseless.
Yeah, with David Spade, who was on the poster. I love that movie. That shit is hilarious.
Yeah, he's funny at that shit. He's not traditionally a stand up comic. Like, he's always been kind of like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, Damon was stand up. Keenan really wasn't. Mm-hmm. Like, Keenan did a little, but like, he really wasn't a stand up guy, but Damon was. And then, like, but the other ones are all like comedic actors, right? Mm-hmm. Kim, Sean, Marlon, they're all like Damon Jr., I guess you could throw him in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Damon was the, like, I'm a stand up. I go out here, I've done the circuit, I've done shit ass clubs. Like,
Damon is the one. Damon might be the most underrated comedian of all time. Because
that nigga's funny, man.
Not only is he a funny stand-up, but he made In Living Color. Homie the Clown, all his characters that he had on there. Like, he was the nigga who brought niggas into the future. He like the Rakim of comedy. Like,
he's niggas definitely don't not the one that they fucking with at the at Thanksgiving. Like, when niggas is going around roasting, they not niggas be like, nah, I'm good, Dame. It's cool.
The funniest shit, I'll never forget, when he had to stand up and he talked about OJ, and he said, OJ was talking about, these gloves are too small. I would never have these gloves. Like, and then it said, I dropped the knife. Man, I'm OJ Simpson. I fumbled five times. I never dropped the knife. Here, take this football. Throw it anywhere. I bet y'all catch it. Throw it over that fence. Nigga, yeah. Like, it's just, he's funny as shit, man. You're right. I think he might be the most underrated. People forgot, like, Damon was really great at it. But Marlon, to me, is like, I never looked at him as someone who's going to make me laugh, like, with a joke. He's always going to make me laugh by, like, making a face or falling down. Or in the Wayans Brothers, his shit was just by saying dumb shit, which I like. Yeah. Like,
he's always the dumb little brother, and whenever he's with one of his brothers, like always. Yeah.
But I'm not mad at it. Like, it was. I don't apologize for it. I love the shit. Like, when he was an actor, and Sean was his manager, and said, "Yo, man, you need a dressing room." He's like, "I don't need a dressing room. It's fine." He's like, "I changed to the bathroom." He's like, "No, the dressing room isn't for you. It's for your ego." And he's like, Sean, where am I gonna get a bird from? Like, that's a dumbass joke, but I laugh. It's funny, man. I laugh, but that's not the type of shit that stand up is. Stand up is very different, and so I'm gonna watch it. just because the way y'all described it, I want to see. But from what I hear, he's also bitching about Chris Rock. Chris Rock was mean to me when I bombed. Like, yeah, nigga, welcome to stand-up comedy. Like,
right.
Them niggas, that's what them niggas do. They talk about like
consolation trophies.
Dog, yeah, he was calling this nigga a bully for like basically trying to help him get better at what he does.
But also, Jay, like, but this is what these motherfuckers do. You bomb and then you walk to the back. What do you think? You think you're going to like a green room with water? Like, no, them niggas are waiting for you right there. Like, ah.
Right. You're a comedian. This is how iron sharpens iron.
Life. Yeah. This is the life. And again, as been said many times before, if that shit bothers you, maybe this ain't the life for you. Mm. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know?
Right. Yep.
There's nothing wrong with that. But the one thing I did want to say, I don't know if it was the funniest joke of the night, but I ain't never going to forget this joke. I'm going to laugh my ass off every time I think about it. When he said, I watched Emancipation just to watch Will Smith get his ass whooped. I was rooting for Massa. Come on, whoop his ass a little hard. I was fucking dying.
They ruined that joke on Twitter. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I didn't see that part.
Oh, bro. No, I'm saying like 3 days ago. So I don't know if you followed.
Oh, it was the leak joke. The leak joke or whatever, man.
Yeah.
Niggas is corny, yo.
Niggas is leaking jokes now, dog. So this is like another thing about Twitter, how it's ruined everything. I mean, the joke, it was all right. But when you see it in writing, it definitely takes all of the sting out of it. Like, it was that and two other jokes. Like, niggas had put it in text and it was like, oh, these are Chris Rock's jokes for the show. And it was like, come on, man. Can we get the Jay-Z album without hearing, you know what I'm saying?
Girls first. I'll be honest with you. I still laugh. I saw them. Because to me, it's the delivery is there. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I did it. It took it out of whack for me, man. It was kind of weak.
That's gonna do it for us here on Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Shout out to Jason Madison. Shout out to John Gervais, to Trayvon Edwards, and to you, the listener. Reminder: Patreon.com/countthethings. But also, go ahead and check out our social media. Check out that GoFundMe for Jade Hoy. Let's get him back on his feet. Him and his family back on their feet. If it's $10, it's $100, it don't matter, man. Whatever you can throw in there, that'd be much appreciated. Until next time, stay black, motherfuckers.